This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm afternoon across Israel today. Clear skies dominate over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Residents might find it pleasant for a stroll later. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in. Iran warns Israel of retaliation as diplomacy struggles to prevent renewed fighting. Also, Mariv notes that an Israeli official claims Netanyahu wants to attack Iran, but Trump fears losing control, reported 20 minutes ago. Also, this hour, Israel Hayom describes the Trump administration's lack of interest in Israeli involvement in strikes on Iran. Separately, an Iranian official threatens Israel with targeting if U.S. infrastructure strikes continue, as reported by I-24 News. And finally, JT reveals that Israel reportedly informed the U.S. of a new Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted just minutes ago that CNN reported the Trump administration urges Israel to stay out of the conflict with Iran to avoid wider escalation. Ynet Global, writing earlier today, reported Iran's warning of retaliation as diplomacy struggles to prevent renewed fighting. Raylan Givens, an Israeli commentator, posted recently expressing skepticism about the Trump administration's approach to Iran, emphasizing their desire to avoid conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tension between Iran and Israel. Ynet reveals that regional mediators, led by Qatar, are striving to prevent renewed conflict. Tehran's threats of retaliation against Israel add urgency to these efforts. If diplomacy fails, the region could face significant instability. Turning to the comments from an Israeli official, Mariv reports that Netanyahu desires to join American strikes on Iran. However, CNN highlights Trump's concerns about losing control over the escalating situation. This indicates a potential rift in strategy between the allies, affecting regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom details the Trump administration's reluctance to involve Israel in its military actions against Iran. According to CNN, Prime Minister Netanyahu's willingness clashes with U.S. priorities. This division could influence future military collaborations. Separately, I-24 News covers the threats from an Iranian official towards Israel. These threats are tied to continued U.S. strikes on Iranian infrastructure. The situation could potentially escalate tensions, leading to direct confrontations. And finally, JTA reports that Israel has informed the U.S. about a new Iranian plot to assassinate former President Trump. This intelligence comes amid ongoing exchanges of threats and faltering diplomatic talks. If confirmed, it could significantly strain U.S.-Iran relations further. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Hanok Milbiski, chairman of the Finance Committee, criticized the CEO of Tekuma. He claims the false briefings won't ease concerns among authority heads. Separately, CTEC highlights that Israel ranks 8th in inward investment projects per capita into the UK. Israeli businesses have generated 16 new direct investment projects, surpassing all G7 economies on a per capita basis. And finally, Globes reports that Asaf Rappaport has purchased the Israeli social media group Israel Bidur. This group boasts a strong following on Instagram and TikTok, indicating significant influence in the social media landscape. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.